walk into any pub in Dublin, walk into any pub in Belfast, any pub in Cork, Limerick, Waterford, Galway, and listen. Listen to the locals talking. Listen to the chatter. And what will you hear? You won't hear an Irish accent. You won't hear a generic Irish accent. You'll hear local accents. Whether they're Dublin, D4, Fox Rock, Ringsend, Ballyfermot. Whether it's Ballyfihan, Montanotti in Cork. Wherever you go in Ireland, you're going to hear a variety of accents from Irish people. Now, they might all sound the same to people who haven't been to Ireland very often. But I can tell you, to the tuned ear, there is one huge diversity of accents based predominantly on social class, but also based on the local community. So depending on the community, the locality, there's a general accent, and within that accent, there are local social class variations. It's a wonderfully diverse musical country from the point of view of accents. There is no way anyone in Ireland would mistake a Kerry accent for a Cork accent, or an agricultural accent from an urban accent. There is that musicality, that timing, everything that you'd associate with differences in accents. Now, I'm not saying Ireland is special in this respect. I have no doubt that, in fact, when I think of New York, I think of, oh my goodness, you have the Bronx, you have Jewish accents, you have Italian-American accents. No, but I am saying that one of the things that really struck me when I came back to Ireland, that came back to me perhaps, but certainly came over me and through me, was the huge musical feature of the country that could be discovered and experienced in the voice of the people. Now, when you add to that the fact that there are so many places in Ireland where music, traditional music, but other forms of music will be played, you know, quasi-spontaneously on at least, you know, several nights in the week, you should be able to find a pub in particular. If you go to any decent small town, and above that, and even to many villages, for example, East Clare would have music, traditional Irish music, and of course Doolin is famous for it in West Clare. But it's that musicality I want to highlight today, that came to me as a word associated with Ireland. Well, the precise word I'm going to use to refer to Ireland and to add to my small collection of words that I'm contributing to Audio Mo, the Audio Mo community, which is a community of audio makers sharing stuff during the month of June. The word I'm going to share is tuneful. Ireland is a tuneful place, and it's not just in the playing of instruments, it's not just in the sung voice, but it's in the spoken voice of the people and the storytelling voices of the people, and the when people tell jokes, it's all that. So there you are, that's it, my Audio Mo word for today. Tuneful. Thank you very much. the audio mole community for existing on today, Blues Day, and perhaps the day that celebrates the most wonderful writer of accents that I know, James Joyce. And if you seriously want to get into James Joyce, particularly into Ulysses or Finnegan's Wake, my strong advice is to hear an audio version of it before you actually read it, and particularly Finnegan's Wake. Anyway, that's another story. But so, tunefully signing out, Paul O'Malley, bye for now.